Headline: ICE raid, a crypto fascist site pays snitches. Published at 5:10 p.m., March 31, 2025. A criminal activity farming protocol called ICE raid, which has been described as crypto fascism, is offering to pay crypto tokens to anyone willing to snitch on undocumented immigrants. Jason Myers founded ICE raid and is attempting to outsource immigration enforcement intelligence gathering to the public by encouraging them to upload photos of crime with token incentives utilizing Solana's blockchain and Phantom Wallet. It achieved virality this weekend after it was promoted by far-right political activist Laura Loomer and InfoWars provocateur Jacob Engels, who said users can earn crypto for reporting and deporting illegals. ICE raids AI agents claim to verify uploaded images for criminality so they can then be used as legitimate evidence. However, ICE raid has already wrongly dubbed a promotional Tesla video showing the car's durability against a pickaxe as domestic terrorism. ICE raid has found an audience of paranoid right-wing MAGA fans and has been promoted across various far-right news outlets such as InfoWars, The Matt Gaetz Show, and Gateway Pundit. Its stated focus is on deporting criminal illegal aliens, and its name harks to the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, ICE. ICE raid even claims it will reward undocumented immigrants for handing themselves into the app, presumably with the project's token. Users on X have described ICE raid as crypto-fascism and straight out of Nazi Germany, while crypto journalist El Zirella L33 described it as the Stasi on Solana, a reference to East Germany's secret police. ICE raid claims it isn't political or a government agency, despite being named after one. However, The Rage reports that Myers claimed he was discussing the project with the White House. Myers has faced numerous legal disciplinary actions in the past. He was banned from broker-dealer activities by the Financial Regulatory Authority after he misappropriated at least $700,000 in investor funds. The Rage also found that investors of ICE Raid's token presale are already asking for refunds. Snitching to ICE has become an increasingly common practice under Donald Trump's second term, with groups like Baytar claiming to maintain lists of activists they hope are deported that it is sharing with ICE. Rumisa Özturk, who was recently detained by ICE agents after writing a pro-Palestine op-ed in a student newspaper, was apparently included on Baytar's list. Marco Rubio, the current United States Secretary of State, has bragged about canceling hundreds of student visas and apparently intends to continue this practice. This recording is AI generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.